Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
In this June 14th episode of the podcast, we discuss how the fire is extinguished by the Galaxy and a young Aggie runner proved that the ground game was still effective in an era filled with passing. These stories and more are coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we are podcasting from America's North Shore, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So in taking the snap from the sportshistorynetwork.com and handing off to pigskindispatch.com, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Welcome to the Pigpen, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of pigskindispatch.com, and we have another great day of gridiron history for June 14th, and it's all kinds of events happening all around the world in football history. And we're going to start off with our newspapers.com football history headline of the day, and it comes from the June 15th, 2003 edition of the Missouluan in Missoula, Montana, where it posted in bold, Frankfurt Galaxy beat Rhein in World Bowl. Yes, they were absolutely covering the June 14th, 2003 story of NFL Europe's Frankfurt Galaxy becoming the first team to win three World Bowls, defeating the Rhein Fire 35-16 to win World Bowl 11. Former San Diego State runner Jonas Lewis ran for a World Bowl record at the time, 126 yards in the contest. Lewis had played 2 years with the San Francisco 49ers after college before being waived by the club. He said, "NFL Europe let me showcase my talent and show that I can still play football in a big-time atmosphere." The game MVP, he explained it in a post-game interview. Lewis never did make it back in the NFL, but his great play on the big stage did allow him to go on the field once again in North American professional gridiron as he played for the CFL's Montreal Alouettes from 2004 to 2005. If you want to be able to read through some old articles like we did from the Missouluan, you need to check out newspapers.com. At newspapers.com, you can get access to over 640 million pages worth of news from the US, Canada, England, Scotland, Ireland, and more, dating all the way back to 1798. Get a free one-week subscription to newspapers.com by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers, and with a paid subscription, you'll also be helping to support the production of this and other great Sports History Network shows. That's sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers today for your free 1 week. And make sure you check out that sportshistorynetwork.com because there is a lot of great podcasts. Not only this one that you're listening to now each and every day, but you can also listen to some other great talents that have some great guests and great insight in the world of sports history. You want to check it out because it is the headquarters of Sports Yesterday, sportshistorynetwork.com. Now, what do you say we go to our single Hall of Fame birthday for this June 14th? And it happened in 1918 on this day, Haskell, Texas. John Kimbrough, who was a fullback out of Texas A&M from 1938 to 1940, that earned a spot in the College Football Hall of Fame in a class of 1954. While everyone else was passing the ball to move it, the Aggies proved that a talented back and some good blocking can be just as effective. The footballfoundation.org website says that Texas A&M star ran through opposing defenses with force that usually created its own holes in the line. This pile-driving back rushed his way to All-American honors in 1939 and 1940 and led the Aggies to 20 victories in 21 games during those 2 years. In 1939, it was a perfect 11-game record and a 14-13 victory over Tulane in the Sugar Bowl that won them the national championship. The following year, the Aggies went 9-1-0, beating Fordham in the Cotton Bowl 13-12. After life in football, he served as a member of the Texas State Legislature and was a star actor in two Western movies and worked on his own ranch. Now, we also have some birthdays of some folks that are not yet in the Hall of Fame of college or professional football, but they were significant all the more. June 14th, 1940, Ben Davidson, an NFL three-time Pro Bowler and All-Pro defensive lineman that played for the Green Bay Packers, the Washington Redskins, and the Oakland Raiders. He was even celebrated winning an NFL championship. Davidson attended the University of Washington during his college playing days. June 14, 1993, Sammy Watkins, an NFL wideout that won the Super Bowl with Kansas City Chiefs a couple years ago. He was awarded with a spot on the Pro Bowl team and also a first-team All-Pro. Watkins also played for the Buffalo Bills and the LA Rams after competing collegiately at Clemson University. Now, you can learn about more people have birthdays from football on this June 14th from the professional level at the Pro Football Reference, and we have a link to them on our website for this June 14th edition and episode. And we are surely glad that you joined us here once again for our football history headlines, because it is just a tremendous time to study football and look at these great players and the great events that shaped up the game that we love. And we love talking about it, and we love that you listen to it. And we're happy that you can talk to us and correspond with us. If you have something to say, something we missed, something you want to hear more about, email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com, and we will promptly answer your email and possibly put it on a future podcast and blog post. You know, that's pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Real easy to answer to. You can also find us on Twitter at Pigskin Dispatch, Facebook Pigskin Dispatch. We post on Reddit almost every day our sports history, and you'll see us as Pigskin Dispatch there. So check us out. Look at the sportshistorynetwork.com. We are found there too. And our presence is growing everywhere. And we have a growing podcast because of great listeners like you. So make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast provider. Check us out on pigskindispatch.com. And until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.